Well, how was it out there? And I guess what's the excitement or anticipation level like for you for this weekend?
Yeah, it was fun to get back out there, start training camp off and start rookie camp here. It's a long summer for everyone, and everyone's excited to get out there. You saw some fans in the stands, and it's going to be exciting. I think everyone's looking forward to getting on that plane and heading out there for my third time, and it's a fun weekend.
On that note, what's your preparation like for this tournament? How different is it from the last couple that you've been through?
You know, I don't think a lot changes. You know, you just have to go out there and play your game. It's, for a lot of guys, their first games of the season at a high pace, and everyone wants to go out there and show their best. So I think probably the best way to go about it is just come out with a hard start and try and maybe get yourself into it early, whether that's with making a hit or, you know, focus on making good passes and just try and go from there. But, you know, it is the first few games of the season, so mistakes are going to happen, but just go out there and try and get yourself into the games early.
Do you feel like the elder statesman or some of the guys asking you about what they can expect?
Well, not too much older, I guess, but a little bit. I mean, this is my third go-around, so I've had some experience there at the tournament. And like I said, it's a lot of fun. I think the only thing I tell guys is it's exciting, you know, just to go out there. And for the guys that haven't played there before, they don't really know what to expect and what the level of competition is going to be like. So, you know, just to be themselves, go out there and have fun with it. I think if you put too much pressure on yourself, you know, you don't play well and you don't have fun. So that's what I try and tell the younger guys, I guess.
I feel like there's starting to be a fellowship between a lot of these prospects. I mean, you've been here, like you said, 3 years. So is it evolving?
For sure it is, yeah. It's cool to kind of grow up with other guys and within the system now. We all have gone back to our junior teams the last few years. You know, maybe we've played each other at World Juniors, you know, played against each other in playoff games, things like that, and really gotten to know each other over the past few development camps, and then when we come in for the Penticton weekend and, you know, into training camp. So we're all becoming pretty close, and especially the guys, I guess, that have been here, you know, that we were all drafted around the same time. You kind of develop some bonds, and I think it helps, too, when you get into these games, you know, maybe a little more chemistry and things like that.
How do you think your game's come along the last year?
Yeah, I think I've improved a lot. Going back to junior, you know, I really wanted to focus on improving my defending below the ringette line. I think that I did that a lot. Another thing was focusing on my diet and my training. I think I've really come a long way there, in the best shape of my life for sure, and feel the best out there. So, you know, I thought last year was really positive for me. It was a lot of great experiences over the course of the season, and, you know, I'm just excited to get it started here.
What did you do differently this year with your training regimen and your diet? I know you talked about it quite a bit last year as well.
Yeah, you know what? Last year was a tough summer. It was a short summer. So, you know, I tried to put on lots of strength and size. And it was just, it might have been the right answer, but I kind of ran out of time and never got to a lean point that I wanted to be. And, you know, my game's all about quickness and, you know, being able to be faster than guys that are bigger than me. And I just didn't feel I had that extra step last year. So, this year I worked with Craig Slonwhite all through the summer on his program he made for me, you know, with dietitians and things like that to try to maximize my training. And so far I feel great, and I think it's really, really helped me a lot.
There's a lot of buzz about Connor McDavid going into this tournament, a player going into this tournament. What's that like for you to hear that happen?
Well, I know Connor pretty well. We've played together for two World Juniors and under 18, I think, back when he was 15 or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, he's an amazing player. I've had the chance to reap the rewards of playing with him on some power plays at World Juniors and things like that. But I've never actually played against him in any game, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, there's a lot of hype about him, and I think that only makes the tournament better. It's going to bring out more people, and anytime you get a watch a player like that play for fans, it's exciting. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We obviously, I think that's our third game when we play Connor, but you know, it'll be fun to play against, for me, a friend of mine, and you know, see if I can stop him one-on-one.